다시 들래. So we're going to read the bodhicitta aspiration. For immeasurable aspiration of bodhicitta. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the cause of the happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in great equanimity, that is, free from attachment and aversion. So for these two or the causes of happiness and the cause of happiness, how to avoid the suffering and the cause of suffering, and so the two, compassion, loving kindness and compassion, and then the rejoice and see all sentient beings as a equal. These aspirations are not very easy to practice, actually, especially if we say equanimity of all sentient beings. Generally, if you think all these are life, then we understand there is an equality. And but in different circumstances, different needs, and a different way of looking or seeing, you will have a different opinion and aspect. For example, if we see elephant, and for people who need to do traditional work, so then they may think elephant will help them to finish their task to if working in the woods or something. And for tourists, maybe it's just a kind of a tourist attraction. For some people, circus, these shows, they are going to help to play the show. And for smugglers, they may see the elephant tusk as the money, gain some money opportunity. For maybe some people doing the medicine or traditional herbal medicine, animal products, they may see as a this part of a medicine, source of medicine. And of course, we don't see much people to eat animal flesh or skin they use for those some luxury bags or something. They may have a, of course, they see that is elephant, but at the same time, they have a more attractions or more tensions to other things. So similarly, other sentient beings also same. Some people are afraid of some animals. Some people have a very allergic kind of a reaction towards sentient beings. And for some people, it may see them as a very dear kind of to them, very dear to this animal. For good practitioners of Buddhism, then this person may see the animal as their own kind of a previous mother. So we say mother like sentient beings. They have a close relationship with this animal. Although they are a form of an animal, but their mind stream are traveling as kind of continuously. For some people, animals, they don't have a much value except serving human being or eat regular food resources, looking at them as just food, chunk of food. You may see them as a. So I heard some people lives in some different continent. They used to say bush meat. What is bush meat? Actually, it's different varieties, a variety of animal. They are not meat. They are animal. They are life. They have their own kind of pets, or they have their own place to shelter, to live. They try to survive very hard. Every animal have to run from danger and try to keep warm and sleep. Communicate also mammal kind of type, especially you have to responsible for your next generation. You have to find the source of food or the things like that. If you, as we see the many animal, these are very directly seeing they have their own life and they have their own the. They can see, they can hear it. Most of animals, they have some way of to sense than us. They also have some animals, many animals actually, have a way to kind of socialize and certain communicate. And some animal studies even shows that animal can think and can kind of learn from experience. First they touch some electricity or something, they got shot, and then next time they will know how to avoid it or warning others. If others approaching those area, they were kind of very nervous. So, and also some people say like dolphins and maybe sea otter or those animals have some logic kind of a way to do things, and these, how much deeper logic they have in their mind, we don't know, but at least they have directly have it to sensory level, very powerful, able to see, hear, and smell. They can differentiate some subtle form much better than us for some animals. Like in the U.S., there we have this coastline. There's a salmon fish. They go around thousands of miles far into the sea, and then they can somehow figure out to come back to original place. This is a mystery for a long time, but some people say they have a special sensor in their brain to able to differentiate in like a the water river unsalted, this water, pure water merging into the ocean, then they become saltant water, but the very small element unsalted kind of the water element still there, so they can catch that difference. They know this river channel is not belong to them. That is the original kind of he was, or he, I don't know how he say, or he or she, but originally kind of came from. So if we smell the water, we don't smell much. We can smell ocean and some other rivers, a little bit different, but not able to differentiate the very subtleties of the water. So this is a kind of a, where we're saying is, we don't know much about animal world, maybe much better than sometimes before, but according teachings, there are some animals much capable. They even have a kind of a intellectual explorer, according the Buddhism, what we call Naga, not snake, but the Naga world. They can preserve super scriptures, and there are eight class of the animal and the demigod. They are some are kind of almost like a mystery, but we believe in vast cosmic kind of universe. There are a lot of different form of sentient beings. So what we are saying here is equalizing or value life in one important essential aspect. The fundamental aspect is all living beings are the precious life. Though we are relying on those animals and bees. If we say without animal, almost our ecosystem will be collapsed. This is a kind of we are almost heading to kind of harming the ecosystem and destroy many species. And so from a survival based kind of understanding, we should respect animal. But from teaching of Buddhism, we're saying animals are not always animal. They are conscious, like travelers with a consciousness. So they are not a permanent kind of resident in animal world realm. There were kind of many opportunities to transform their body after their death. Then the consciousness merging into different realms, different species, according their own the purity or diluted kind of a mind, so they will find a suitable the vessel or play the form of body, and that's why we say life has no beginning. And also theoretically you can say there is no end, but there is the total transcendent kind of enlightenment. So to free from that unwillingly kind of continually cyclic existence circle, continuous kind of circle will be can go beyond of the circle through a spiritual advantage or the training and the cultivation and the progress, spiritual progress, we can say. So for us, the first, not saying the animal or other ghost realm, hell realm, or these, the human beings can be next life will be different animals or the god realms or demigod realm, possibly according to their own karma, law of causality, And that's why we see that somehow in long term we will have a equal, even in samsara we have some kind of sense of equalness, because we are not in high in some position, never fall, but we can be fall, can be upraise, progress, lift up our life and the spiritual understanding. Also, in some circumstances, we will go down and down to the even hell. So hell beings are not permanent, but they will eventually also get out of those realms, place. This is a kind of a Buddhist explanation of our life. And not only samsaric life, but we say from a liberation point of view of chief Buddhahood, sentient beings are same. There is a equanimity. All sentient beings possess enlightened nature. As we say, Buddha nature. Buddha means not Buddha Gautama's kind of a nature, but it's enlightened nature. So for this, why we have a basic cognitive awareness, and that is the never all sentient beings possess those which is sometimes called the basic goodness of their own nature. Sometimes because of their karma and the hardware of this body, they can do very little, cannot do much big in progress or too much. But in some form of, if some kind of opportunity, you change the circumstance and the form, then like we human being able to do more, like spiritual progress. And then it said that all sentient beings are, theoretically, you can say future Buddha. All Buddhas already attained enlightenment. They are in past, they are sentient beings. Never one Buddha haven't form of a sentient beings. They are gone through different realms, and eventually they had recognized the mind itself and liberate from that wrong view or wrong, the distorted experience. So from this, we should step by step to train our mind to see everything is every sentient beings, basically it's equal. Most important, first priority, we are equal. Those temporary differences is there. Some are more capable, some are very tiny, some are big, yes, more strength, less or weak or strong. Intelligent or dull, those are temporary circumstances. So for this, we shouldn't only kind of think of this temporary as a kind of primary order or primary status. But these are the minor, or we can say temporary or secondary, thirdary, kind of not that important, because these can be changed in a matter of some certain time. So the compassion based on the unbiased, or so the compassion should be have this basic ground of the understanding life. And although even we can say temporary, we have a very different in human life, their poor country or economically or rich country relatively. There are individuals so different from the poor country. They have many wealthy people. In rich country, they have a lot of also poor people. Individuals, some are physically, facility rich, but mental poor. For some, both poor. For some, both rich. Some are the mental rich, but physically poor. So different circumstances in every corner of life. So we shouldn't, if we can kind of discriminate each other, then from rich, the top rich, there can be also the different levels of aspect of a rich. If you have a wealth, but you don't have the some kind of a bloodline, important royal family line, or some people have a less education, or even looking appearance. So if then there another kind of level of age and even physical condition, there will be kind of a count, or how much kind of a, what kind of a job or business are you doing, maybe also differentiate the classifies. You can classify the differences. So for these are not much important for Buddhist practitioners. Then what is most important is we see life itself as a, just see we are not politician. We are not trained to do politician. We are not aimed for any kind of economic gain. So not also famous or these. So directly see sentient beings as it is, then you have a sense of respect. If you see kind of a sheep or a goat or something, animal, you don't see that is just meat, but this is life. And we, as much as you can to see them as a kind of a equal or respect equally human, non-human, different people, different backgrounds, all same. So if we can change ourselves to not discriminate sentient being, if one person said, I have an illness, I have no money, if he's this person, if you say, oh, he has never gone to through any kind of educational system, in school or these, any kind of all different, then many people immediately have some kind of a comparison towards others, then this person maybe not important or make them a little or something, exploitations, or this happens. So if possible, to think each sentient beings have their own dignity and the rights in their own kind of, if they appear as a kind of life, they already have this dignity or I should respect their life. And if this person, if you say, oh, he's a criminal, he's even a thief or something, then people have a very negative feeling. To stop behalf of their well-being, you can do, should some people rest, or maybe that's a good thing to do, even sentence. But the fundamental aim is to help this person, not to destroy or make them more suffer. So these are related to our today's topic, actually. So we already have now is in 7th and 8th verses of the Bodhicitta. I have two kind of different translation. I would read both to you, which one is more kind of easy to understand or more sense, brain more conceptually understand more easily. First one, let me see this one. So we'll read the Tibetan first. Dornar ngusam gyatpa yi pamde marnam kanlambal mayi notang dingar kan sang yu dala limbar shu. In English, in brief, directly or indirectly, I will offer help and happiness to all my mothers, and secretly take upon myself all their hurt and suffering. Another translation is, in short, may I offer to all my mothers, both actually and indirectly, whatever will benefit and bring them joy. And may I hiddenly accept on myself all my mother's troubles and woes. And those kind of issues or something. So from generally we can say, if you say, oh, in the society, I will kind of there is a different social norms and a traditional cultural view of culture and education for certain aspect of life. People emotionally resistant and have a challenge to practice of these. If we say, secretly take upon myself all their heart and suffering of these, people try to pursue happiness and freedom. Why I have to take others' toll and suffering these? It's not easy or it's necessary. Some people may think it this way. But we have to realize, they recognize this is a training of the mind, a particular kind of able to transform difficult circumstances into enlightened kind of path. So this is a very important tips or information which from Shantideva and also Atisha. Atisha, he went to 12 years in Sumatra Island to receive these teachings from Dharmakirti, Serlangpa Dharmakirti. Serlang, I think in Tibetan words, it's a golden island. This originally I also found some, this is not I found, but there are a lot of books. Sumatra Island, Golden Island. And in those times, they also have this Serling Island. The name of Serling Island is not from taken from Tibetan, but Serling Dynasty or the Indonesian different island. They have this name, sometimes in this and bigger, like Sumatra Island, sometimes in Java, this. But here we are saying from Atisha received these teachings from Dharmakirti, Serlingpa. It's not the other, there is a similar name to also for a follower of Nagarjuna. But of course, Atisha himself also have this lineage. So what is the problem is saying people sometimes get upset and depressed and get angry and feel kind of sorry for self or ourself. Feeling kind of a lot of attachment come up as well. And so then if some people not nice or even cruel towards us, we may have a very kind of reject feeling of anger. And some people very friendly, kind, and then we'll have a very easy kind of a time. Normally, this is a human kind of a normal, the way of kind of feeling. But we are saying life with all kind of engaging with the kind who have a very friendly attitude and then that kind of environment. Sometimes we have a difficult with some people, even some people from family members, relatives and co-worker, or in on this, the expanding the contact with the internet, Twitter, Facebook, or other channels, you may find some hatred or difficult emotion rises because of the internet kind of contact. Here is saying we have to we can differentiate, and we have to kind of make a decision what is a virtual, what is non-virtual, what is kind of a proper thing to do, something we should avoid. And as we said before, we are not saying there is a no kind of a negative people or even bad kind of activities there out there. But then should we kind of hate them, or we should first should conquer, or first should look at your own mind to see is a way to that is the kind of a wise way to help others, or you are just a feeling and feeling. Then it said that we should actually to sometimes it's many times it's misunderstood each other and then build up some conflict and hatred and sometimes even years and generations after generation because our world view or sometimes it's a concept to kind of a fixation the too strong. We have fixed the kind of rules and the world must be, should be this way or the, that way. Otherwise, we cannot accept that kind of feeling. So we should first have kind of mind to learn, to listen and to tolerate and have a communicate and both have these platform to kind of reasoning things, then many problem solved in during that kind of a process. If we have this conclusion without reasoning, kind of even use your own mind, not very logic and not rational, then you may have a more emotional kind of control your own body, speech, and mind. So do so bring more miseries. So overall, we can say all sentient beings wanted to achieve happiness, while these the many circumstances, karmic kind of impact, and the many influences from media, friends, and parents, and also from books or any information, kind of all coloring our mind. So then particular kind of feelings or related concept may impact our our stand or our view. And from knowing this, we should have first not to build more hatred or some barrier between the sentient being or human being, but we should have a more the understand each other. It's always people so saying you don't understand me or the understanding is very important for everyone. If you through understanding, then you have a tolerance, forgiveness, and love, and also how to say openness. So this understanding is very important. Even some people are doing some bad thing, but we should say they have sometimes misunderstanding, misguided, or kind of partial understanding of something made, or the educational system have their problem, not emphasized enough to kind of this capability to love and understand and to kind of tolerate these circumstances. We are not saying tolerance for everything to do whatever you want, but there is a saying, fundamentally, we believe sentient beings have this wish to pursue happiness and also freedom. And then if they kind of follow the wrong causes, only bring misery. So the right cause, how to kind of conduct, and these very important. Eternal, how you manage your mind, that kind of a skill, handle emotion and thoughts, that those skills are very important. Many people suffered by not knowing or not able to have a proper training when they're young and in the school or in their teenage age. So they also don't want suffering, but they have this voluntarily kind of engaging with many emotional challenges. So the overall here is said directly or indirectly, we should first have a training ourselves. Directly means in real life, we engage with sentient beings or especially human beings. Then we kind of think about their circumstances, their position, and also their point of view. And we can, if possible, understand why they have this. Because these social issues also sometimes 2-3 different groups, they don't understand each other, so oppose each other and deny each other, and then hey, build up immense hatred and even a lot of things there. So we should kind of first to able to have this gesture of kindness, some kindness, try to understand others, not closing door to others, think of how to kind of communicate and from other aspect, others' opinion, you should try to understand. So generally, we were saying is because if we build up more selfish motivation, and then we have a longer distance to understand others. So there should be more loving kindness and compassion in your mind. You're able to. You can have this patience and the extra kind of reach out capabilities and to understand. And then the indirect kind of practice is the visualization. First, some people say, oh, I have a difficult to directly encounter with such a people. But then you can practice of the giving and taking and giving exercise. And to strengthening, or you can say tendering your mind and heart. And they said, for example, one person, if it could be, he's a very stingy people. And then any related towards wealth, money or something, they have a very difficult. Then one practice is that you have two hands or pocket in right and left side. You can train first in basic level. You have an orange or apple or something in your left hand, you can give to right hand, say, oh, I will give this to you. And from right hand to left hand, or right pocket to left pocket, and then to build is from those kind of basic training, one person can be more willing to share and have a care about others. And then visualization, these, if you trained a certain time, you will have a direct impact to your mind. The visualization is nowadays, you can say, there are a lot of way to train. Even if you watch TV series or movie, you can practice. So used to, there's a bad person, good person, always fighting towards bad. But now you have a both sides. You think these black-white kind of a division will be more gray, and in real life also like that. You try to see suffer, which all emotional, or if we say some people are very, very bad or something, but if you go into their mind, they have taken immense suffering. So this, you try to untie, or the, if possible, relief from that suffering is important. And then all people can be, they have a chance or the potential to become good person. All of people like that. Even we see in maybe not this life, but future lives, they have a will definitely change after life, So the training, we should always from indirectly or directly visualizing the people and try to build up some the behavior that we care about others, and we should giving and taking training. This is also Donglin practice. So these we can practice. I will read two lines from Shantideva's book, The Way of Bodhisattva. He said, therefore, for sake of quelling my own suffering and quelling the suffering of others as well, I shall give myself over to others and take others on as myself. Thus, anyone who wishes to give self-direction swiftly to himself and others needs to practice the most sacred, sacred that the exchange of self and with others. This also said to hiddenly accept on myself that to others, I may hiddenly accept on myself all my mother's trouble and voles, that means we practice genuinely. We are this is doing good things. We this is what we have this precious opportunity to help others, and also same time become strengthened in our mind. It's opportunity to you have limitations already in past, but you can during those situation happens, then you will gain some ability. So next time, first time is difficult, but the second time, third time, you have a much easier kind of experience to deal with things. So any negativities in relative world appears, immediately we think we can have a kind of a certain period of time of cause and the conditions or consequences, and we can figure out what's happening. Yeah, this is kind of police or other investigations job, try to solve the problem, some issues. For example, in a society also, we have our own observation and to kind of observe things. And from the karma point of view of karmic relations, then we will see many so-called negative appearances have a far more like a consequence, the karmic relation or consequences more cause in the conditions than just directly appear to us. We can say this is a person who caused that problem. But in this person, his life and the experience, what came up him to do this, then it's not a kind of job of official kind of that mostly. Maybe some people who study psychology may do some research, otherwise not much people to do, but doing this. But some, of course, there are some information about these. But from Buddhist point of view, practice, we can say karma is very complicated. Not only even this life, but even past lives also have some karmic relation possible. We are not saying everything happening is the kind of from previous life. Of course, it's not. We have a temporary kind of engagement. Also, all action are called the karma. So these immediate action is very, very crucial. But our habitual tendency will force us kind of a trend. There is a trend. We do this and that become habituated. And so these are the, we should often also count not just the easily labeling things, but also understand they have a far more kind of complicated situation back of the one events. So this is what helping from thinking of this, it's reduce one strong negative emotion by understand things. The things are not kind of very simple. Then you also know how to take care or how to possibly kind of a way to help others by kind of analyzing reflecting on the karma. And there are also some Santidevas verses, I will say. this is part of the self and the others. Let's see. The exchanging for those who haven't exchanged their happiness for the sufferings of others, Buddhahood were impossible to attain, and there will be no happiness even in samsara. So we are saying, in one person who too much selfish and cannot kind of try to help or share or try to solve this problem of others, then the able to, someone who willing to change, exchange their happiness for suffering of others, then people also tend to do the same to you. These are common reaction. You help others, others will help you. You harm others, others will harm you. These are kind of seen everywhere. So in order to build better kind of life in this temporary or even kind of spiritual progress on the attainment of Buddhahood, one should do this to try to help others. So this is saying, forget about the enlightenment, but even this life we cannot manage well, or in this temporary life, there's a difficult to kind of have a the peaceful mind and a happy kind of environment without love. This is kind of pointing out some important necessary to practice Tonglin, or to willing to kind of give your own ability to help others, and also share others, we cannot say share others' difficulties or pain, because in bodhicitta practice, more important is, you can say, the intention is to, I will kind of take this responsibility. It's like in action, more in action than just wishful thinking. So, more action-based oriented kind of practice. This is why visualization of the white light, dissolve into others, and the others' difficulties of these are become like a darker color of light or something, dissolve yourself. That means you have this brave mind and willingly to do things, and even what is these words? And secretly take upon myself all others' hurt and suffering. So have this brave mind. And also continue some, they share some verses from, Shantideva and also Tomi Sampo. Shantideva said, whatever sufferings wandering beings might have, may all of them ripen on me. And through the Bodhisattva's symbole, may wandering beings enjoy happiness. And Tomi Sampo, it's very famous Kadamba master also. He wrote the 37 bodhicitta practice, it's quite a important kind of book. Only 37 verses, but there's more extracted from bodhicitta, the way of bodhisattva. There's a line, verses said, a bodhisattva's practice is purely exchanging our personal happiness for their, for the sufferings of others. Because all of sufferings, without an exception, come from desire or own our personal happiness, while the full enlightenment of Buddha is born from the attitude of wishing others well. So, for it said our own suffering, the most, the primary, or we can say the most forces to bring us suffering is the attitude of attachment of a self, and then more consideration of a variety of idea, and then from body, speech, and mind, we can kind of create actions. With those actions, we have a emotional and a distorted kind of a more self-motivation, more self-centered kind of a attitude. So then, as we said before, they bring sufferings to others, and also oneself. That's why Dongling, or giving and taking practice, it's not only helping others, but also saving yourself from trapped into the attachment of self, where too much strong. He said, how strong you attach to things that kind of a similar, improve the same level of suffering will occur oneself, on the oneself. So then sometimes we don't think too much, but just need to relax our mind. Sometimes you have to think, reasoning things, so I give you a kind of a basic idea about or reason to practice love and compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, these, and other times, not kind of always thinking what may bring yourself uncomfortable, feeling, or sometimes you feel this is a kind of a, I try to reverse my emotion, but I felt that kind of a feeling. So then, it's better to just relax, don't do anything, and, recite some mantra. And also say the mantra will bring the pattern of breathing kind of smoothly. One person kind of nervous or angry, then the blood circulation, heart beating will kind of impact. Even if one person, they're sleeping in on the bed, while they're this person sleeping, if you play next to his ear some violent language, kind of a voice, you can see their eyes and the facial expression. They may even have some kind of uncomfortable feeling in their heart. And when they wake up, they immediately felt still kind of uncomfortable. Physically healthy or unhealthy are still very much related towards their emotions and what they saw, seen, what they hear, what they think. So in order we have to have a nice and decent life, we should also have this skill to practice to relaxing yourself. And one thing is the mantra. Mantra original meaning is protect the mind, should we say. And some there is a vibration also have a transforming your chakras in the throat and heart and the head, center of the head. So that's also that these are maybe not related to practicing this tonglin, but mantra is the basic. Most of mantra is general meaning they have contained in that mantra is always purifying our three doors, body, speech, and mind, and so these are important. As we said, things like technologies or the skills of facturing things can help give us a facility we need in different aspect of life, different kind of environment. We need some skill to make things work. And secondly, the medicine will have a direct impact to our physical body, to kind of there's illness, there's a less and more or this and that. You can balance yourself through food and medicine. And then it's similarly idea, the teachings and the mantra will kind of also make your mind more pure, more balanced. So these are all powerful kind of elements in aspect of one's life. Different aspect, maybe we can alter inner and secret, mind is more secret. And now maybe the tonglin generally, the essential point is to overcome self-cherishing kind of powered self-cherishing attitude that is wish to happy but bring misery. We have to pay more attention to self-centered motivation, self-centered mind. When it rises, we should be very careful. And let's see now. 7 to 8. Maybe we can chant 5 minutes mantra. Maybe we can chant Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum have a meaning in very different varieties of level and the teachings. Om Mani Padme Hum is 6 syllables, have a very thick kind of a book to guide the kind of the practice in different level. But we said 6 syllables are 6 paramita, and transform our 6 major emotion disturbing emotions like too much desire and frustration, anger, these, and some kind type of ignorance, not clear mind, and then jealous and pride, and also the craving. There are different shit from the desire and the craving, and doubt. So 6 syllables or kind of transform those disturbing emotions. We can chant for a few minutes, 5 minutes. Om Mani Padme Hum. So you should relax your body, and all of you, kind of, your hands and legs, please, and maybe sit a little bit still, straight, and then you chant, then think of all we kind of release our negative thoughts and the negative energy from your mind and body, and then no more toxic kind of a mind, and to make your own self not happy or too much worry without nothing kind of a change, and these, but more shine kind of, you have a way, while you're chanting mantra, like you have a sunrise, sunshine in your mind, more kind of divine or more this kind of sacred mind rise with glorious kind of aspiration. And the Om means Ma, this body, speech, and mind. And Mani means the compassion. It's like wish fulfilling jewels. And Padma, it's the lotus, means wisdom that came from mud. It's like a daily life. You can still have a pure mind in daily activities. That actually it's more meaning about aspect of non-dual teachings of emptiness. And then home means you should transform your ordinary thoughts into that union of wisdom and compassion. So that is another kind of a way to just chanting and then thinking this. And as we said, the attachment, the desire, we can have practice of contemplation, the renunciation and hatred. We should kind of the practice of compassion, ignorance. There's a wisdom. These rejoice, defeat the jealous and pride. We should attitude of humbleness and self other exchange. Doubt, we should understand basic kind of law of causality and the emptiness. So it's a kind of a all transformed by the positive, distorted mind or vanishes. So Oh, marna pa me ho, oh, marna pa me ho. Om Arna Padme Hum. 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 Same time, we have this visualization, which you can visualize tanka, like our Lokiteshvara, and also giving empowerment to you, kind of given initiation, and came white light, red light, and blue light merging into the head chakra and the throat chakra and the heart chakra, and then kind of bless, give a total kind of a bless and granting this all strengthening, power, empowering yourself, that kind of a visualization. And then to rest a little bit. Now we have left the last verses of from these eight verses of Bodhicitta, verses of training of the mind. What we finished just the verses 7 is exchanging our happiness and for others' suffering. That is the main theme of the practice. And then the eighth, last one is seeing the eight worldly concerns as like an illusion. So this I will read the Tibetan. Teto pinchang chugye ji topi trama marpo jang. Chukun gima shipi vlo. Jinban chang war lam. Jinmid chang war lam trusho. The English words. I will learn to keep all these practices untainted by thoughts of the eight worldly concerns. May I recognize all things as illusions and without attachment gain freedom from bondage. Another translation. Let me see. Through a mind untarnished by stains of conception concerning the eight passing things. I think this is a more different way of translation. Translate this way. Throughout all of this, and that known all phenomena as an illusion, may I break free from my bondage without any clinging. So for this, it's a the aspect of wisdom practice from the eight mind training, eight verses of mind training. The rest, the seven, is aspect of skillful means. This is a wisdom aspect. So first one is source of teachings and the cherishing others. Second, being humble. Third, confronting and averting disturbing emotions. Fourth, transforming adversity by cherishing others, and 5, giving the victory to others, 6, regarding others as a teacher of patience, and then 7 is exchanging our happiness for others' suffering, 8, seeing the 8 worldly concerns like an illusion. So this one is more, it's the wisdom aspect of practice. Then we should, how to practice this one, is similarly, we have to recognize all phenomena, the peers or existent phenomena basically is because of a cause and the conditions, everything. So, from phenomenon itself, you cannot find any independent existence, in kind of fundamental nature, in their fundamental nature. Relative existence, of course, everything is there, and the various and amazing world is there. It's like a dreamer who create dream and lost in the dream. Similarly, the karma, collective karma and the individual karma have a deep related through subtle life, subtle form of all the experiences of us. We lost in the samsara, circling, cyclic, like existence created by ourselves, our own kind of misunderstood or misinterpreting this mind and the phenomenon of the mind. So in this, we should understand, as we gave the example of a person who dream, they create their dream, and they didn't realize this is my own creation from this, then have a suffer and have a happiness temporary kind of in the dream. And the waking up is very important. That's called also enlightenment. So before the total awakening experience or attainment happens, what we should take a look on the path of enlightenment, awakening kind of stages, we should understand the world is as like an illusion. It's like a dream in their nature. As we said, from physical world, physicians, they also have a difficult to pinpoint nature of things. And we can use it, and we can kind of engaging with all phenomena, because these are compound elements. All phenomena, each of those elements dependent on others, factor of others, the kind of the function of others. And never find any single long-lasting phenomenon, but or changing, or these are compound kind of world. Because of this, it's a compound, it's impermanent also, constantly changing. Because of this constant change in impermanence, so we can see that is a nature of, there is a no intrinsic nature of existence. But it's, another word, it's a kind of emptiness of, in their nature. So emptiness or voidness of these teachings are from this understanding. Then it's like we are player of all, like our dreamer player. So don't to be too serious about life. You can kind of do virtuous thing and to kind of appreciate your life, but at the same time you understand this nature is like a different life. Is some people say, or like a drama or show, and there is a beginning, there is an end, in kind of a temporary circle period of time, it's true. You are the character, you are the director, you also the audience, and you are taking all kind of the characters of this, your own life. Sometimes people objectifying themselves. Sometimes it's cleaning, sometimes hate, sometimes love, sometimes kind of feeling of very strong, sometimes feeling weak, or all of these, it's the same. So in Shantideva's Bodhicharavatara, or the way of Bodhisattva, I think there's another name. I have this book here. Some translation, it's not English. You know, we use this way of the Bodhisattva. Some translation is not like that, but it's okay. In their verses, said, worldly concerns are not discarded because of strict attachments and a thirst for material gain and the like. Therefore, to set these things aside, someone with knowledge would discern like this. And an exceptionally perceptive state of mind, joined into stilled and settled state, completely destroyed the disturbing emotions. Having understood this, first I shall seek a still and a settled mind, and that attachment through delight in detachment from worldly concerns. And then another two verses, these are related, the further kind of a mention. There have been many people with material wealth, and there have been many with fame and reputation, but it's never been known that they have passing into some place where their assumed with wealth and the fame have come with them. If there are others to belittle me, then that pleasure is there for when I am being praised. This and praised, it's a question mark. I'm actually, my pronunciation is not in question, kind of a raising the voice. And if there are others who praise me, that displeasure is, let's see, what displeasure were when I'm being little. This, because eight worldly dharma, first I have to explain this. Eight worldly dharma is very powerful, kind of worldly reason why we do this and that, because it's related to happy or unhappy. We all like happy and kind of try to avoid suffering and gain and lose. Of course, people try to pursue gain, and being criticized or praised, people want to be praised, and more about one neglect or being kind of a cared, or people attention to kind of pay attention to, then even child want to pay attention to them by parents or others. So similarly, these actually make us weak. We have fallen into these circumstances and these preferences, rejecting and observing, observing or wanted to this and don't want that. These feeling are too direct, too less, no skills in that, in the means of skill, then we trapped our mind and emotions. So seeing those are eight worthy dharma, actually it's like illusion, because nothing really long lasting things, but only bring the holocaust life of emotions. So seeing everything like an illusion or dream, this very important teaching, I will say, this is a key to break through our habitual tendencies. Habitual tendencies, others, reasoning, or skillful means, they are able to kind of transform our habits, but take times. But this sharp wisdom aspect of penetrating kind of into our reality, then once you really deeply analyze the experience, is like dream. Yesterday we have a lot of experience of this life, but today, from point of view of today, you feel yesterday it's like dream. Similarly, tomorrow or next life, next year, we reflect on this year, this day, it's same. So nothing really you can hold on, nothing really belong to you, but only the how much delusion and how much kind of clarity you are making during those activity or those process. We can say how much karma what kind of a karma we are collecting. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative, neutral, both those could happen. And also during this, how much kind of elements of the disturbing emotion or misconceptions we are having in those time. So if we want to analyze deeply the enlightenment, the emptiness, or kind of liberate rest of aspect of all in tight, in self-centered attitude. So of course you have to, in emptiness also, there is a conceptual understanding of emptiness, then actualizing the concept into your own reality experience. So this quantum, the training and the practice, and eventually you can able to transcend, gone to kind of not trapped into eight worldly concern anymore. That kind of achievement is possible. So now it's time also there. So I hope some understanding is there in from this training, especially the last one, combined with these first seven, understand voidness of a practice or what's it, emptiness in daily practice. It's very important. This is a very powerful and not even you can say not easy to practice, but it's essential. Or if one want to practice, train their the progress in their understanding, experiencing things, that the mind training should be great. It kind of verses of mind training is a great teaching. And although we it doesn't matter we how much kind of a mind different the thoughts we have, it's a kind of a product of the wisdom. And if we liberate ourselves from the particular kind of the grasping towards real and existence and the self, that kind of a feeling, then if you see life or the internal thoughts also like the cloud vanishing into sky, then we understand. The thought itself merge or merging into the emptiness. So we practice these. So that's for last one, we practice the dedication. Mind is like cloud, basic wisdom or the emptiness is like a sky, then clouds and the rainbow, these peer into sky and also vanishes into sky. So similarly, thoughts are not need to take too much serious and destructive. They should think about the fundamental kind of wisdom. Then all of thoughts like merge, can appear from the mind and go back to dissolve into mind. It's like a wave dissolve into ocean. So those, sometimes we thought, having thought, and we burden, that become burden and become enemy, become monster of the thoughts. Then we kind of cannot handle the thought and emotion. Those could happen. That's when we should practice thinking of that. Thought is just a thought. It's like a cloud from sky, and cloud never stay. Really, if you wanted to stay, they will kind of vanishes. Similarly, temporary kind of a distorted mind or all ordinary kind of thoughts is same. So this is, I just want to say. And then may the lives of a glorious master be secure. May all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma and sweetly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much. And we can practice for 1 week. Maybe you can do yourself just finish or to impact our mind much. But if you say, oh, today I will focus in on the first verses, and the second day, I will try to rest this, even maybe a few days, you can on the first verses, on the second and the third. And then, kind of after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then you can memorize these stanzas and verses. And then eventually, any time you think of something, mind you, something emotion occurs your mind, you immediately remember some verses from this 8 verses teaching, then that can comfort your mind or to transform your mind. This happens. So if possible to memorize, it's very good, very important. Otherwise, sometimes we have some emergency problem in mind, we don't have that kind of a whole teaching in, try to mindful, but no kind of source. So memorize is possible. Should try to memorize it. It's very important. Thank you very much. And good night.
Thank you, Rinpoche.